You today and we're ever thankful for all the blessings that you give us, the breath of life, and just appreciation for everything around us, Father. And all we do is we humbly ask you to use us to your purpose and your will to fulfill your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Roll call, please. Shirley Nate. Jody Barnett.
Present.
Johnny Green.
Present.
James Jennings?
Here.
Alicia Tiger?
Present.
Sure, you got five present and none absent.
Five present and none absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted would be official. It's just the approval of minutes for September the 14th. April sent it all to us email, so.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Motion by Mr. Jennings to approve the minutes. Second by Mr. Tiger. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. The minutes have been approved for September 14th. Down to order of business. First is TR 15-1773, a tribal resolution in the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute a participating health system agreement with Multiplan Inc. on behalf of the Department of Health. Sponsors, Ms. Aid.
Madam Chairman, motion for due pass.
Motion by Ms. Aid for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion?
An agreement that we're looking to fulfill that we feel like that maybe we might be able to pay for insurance for citizens. That way we might get reimbursement back on that. It's just another form of, if you remember some of the days of managed care. We're looking at any other new means available to try to get money back in regards to, because
are there any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nate.
Yes.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Alicia Tiger.
Yes.
I'm sure you got four in favor and none against.
Four in favor, none against. That motion is approved.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I make a motion to move NCA 15-232 to the top of the agenda.
Motion by Ms. Aid to move NCA 15-232.
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. We'll move NCA 15-232. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muscogee Creek youth. Our sponsor is Mr. Coachman. That's the wish of this committee.
Make a motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger. A discussion?
I'd like to turn the floor over to Isabella. She's the one that's talking, so I'll just turn the floor over to her at this time.
Yes.
Activities like Girl Scouts and robotics, and I'm in band and choir, and I make sure to use most of my classes, and in all of my classes, and I'm in advanced classes too, and I get the chance to travel to Washington and New York with my school. And we're gonna get to see lots of cool places like the White House and the Statue of Liberty and the 9/11 Memorial. And I hope to learn some stuff about our history and learn about new different cultures in New York. And I plan on holding a garage sale to raise money for the trip. And I would just appreciate if you make a donation to my trip.
Okay, that's great. Great job. So when is this trip?
It's in March.
In March. You did a great job. Anybody have any questions? No. Thank you. Yes.
Isabel, you're really welcome. I appreciate it in front of us. Thank you very much for being here today.
Very great. Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nate.
Yes.
Jody Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Alicia Tiger.
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. The motion passes. Will be sent to VF&J for funding source. Next is TR-15-174. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a provider network agreement with Three Rivers Provider Network, Inc. on behalf of the Department of Health. Sponsors Ms. Aid.
Madam Chair, I make a motion for due pass.
Motion by Ms. Aid for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Barnett. Discussion?
Okay, Mr. Compton.
Yes, this is just another agreement for reimbursement. Ways to hopefully
get
more
money
for our health system.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nate.
Yes.
Jody Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR-15-178, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the execution of a training area certificate application on behalf of the Department of Health. Sponsor, Ms. Barnett.
Motion to do pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Aid. Discussion?
This is just pretty straightforward. It's an application for training for the pharmacies, and any other questions I will refer to Mr. Coffey to answer.
Are there any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nate.
Yes.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and none against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR-15-179, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a software licensing agreement on behalf of the Department of Health. Sponsor again is Ms. Barnett.
Motion to do pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Aid. Discussion?
Software licensing agreement renewal. I think the only thing that makes us have to approve it is the language that it goes to state court instead of our court if we get
correct.
Sued, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nate.
Yes.
Dottie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR-15-180, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a lease agreement for use of space with Oklahoma State University Institute of Technology from the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health. Sponsored again is Ms. Barnett.
Motion to do pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Aid. Discussion?
Lease renewal for OSU IT space. know my counterpart David Hill will point out that the release started the first day of October. He's kind of a stickler for dates, so since it's an ongoing renewal, we've had it for years, right?
As long as
I was going to say, as long as I remember. I know David will point that out, so I'm just going to point that out before he does when he gets before.
Mr. Jennings?
Yes. I was under the impression that we were going to move out of Lackey Hall and go to the hospital building.
Yes, sir. We were hoping that we could, due to different things that happened with travel construction, things, multiple projects, everything got pushed back. And then it got towards the end of the year, and then funding for certain things didn't happen. So we would have loved to have moved out by then. I mean, but unfortunately, we weren't able to.
Okay. So you're saying there's tribal construction's fault?
No. There's multiple projects. We have multiple projects along with tribal construction, along with ourselves, and having to move different parts. Like we're waiting for the Alexander building to be complete on certain things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one thing happened to another. You know, it was just multiple things going on at the same time. And just, we weren't able to get it completed at the end of the year.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions? Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nate?
Yes.
Debbie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
No.
Lucian Tiger?
No.
And Chair, there is a tie vote, so in that case you get to vote. Johnny Green.
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 2 against.
3 in favor, 2 against. That motion passes. Next is TR 15-181, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a patient transfer agreement between the Muscogee Creek Nation Medical Center and St. Francis Hospital. The sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger. Discussion?
I'll defer to Mr. Coffey.
Since we acquired the medical center, we've also added ambulance service there, which then requires us to have an agreement to provide transfer services to other hospitals like St. Francis, and then I believe there's another one that's also on the agenda as well. So.
Thank you. Any questions? Questions? Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nate?
Yes.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. This is TR 15-182, a tribal resolution in the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a patient transfer agreement on behalf of the Nature's Department of Health with Deaconess Health System, LLC. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion to due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Any discussion?
Same agreement, just with Deaconess and the pharmacy.
Questions? Mr. Jennings?
Okay, it states in here that this transfer agreement was made July 1st,
2015. That's probably when they sent it to us.
I understand, but I mean, that's an ongoing thing. By the time it comes from you and goes to the AG's office,
sure,
and everything, it's just an issue that's continued to happen.
person from the AG's office that's here? Or do you have
someone? I don't.
I'm here from the AG's office, but this specific agreement was not one that I reviewed. Mm-hmm. I did the St. Francis one. But usually what we've been doing is if we notice, at least when I notice there's a date discrepancy, I include that in the memo that that needs to be updated prior to submission of legislation. But I didn't do this one specifically. That's what we did. If you choose to approve at this point, would it essentially, the legal operative effect would be a ratification saying that if it is executed, you know, you backdate it and include it from that time period. But that's upon execution by chief at that point. So it would be legally sufficient, or you can try and amend the contract to have a current date. But I think we're probably, well, if it was just a date issue, it wouldn't need to come back to council if it was already approved.
Are there any more questions? Mr. Tiger.
Ma'am.
Question. Like Representative Jennings was talking earlier, this happens quite a bit, and we've discussed this on numerous occasions. How do we get this corrected? Because obviously when it's coming from health, there's a lag somewhere. I don't know if it's health, AG department, where it is, but we had that same lag. We've had it, this issue several times.
Sure.
And we address it and nothing seems to happen. We still keep getting legislation that like this dated in July. The other
right.
one was dated in September.
Right. And like I said, I've taken that initiative. I have a form that I do and make sure and I check the dates as I go through. I think it should be go through the AG's office to ensure that and make sure that we're reviewing dates as in the memos when we send them back to health for, you know, legislation or approval of memos. So that's something that, you know, we can certainly take an internal look at and make sure that we're updating as we go along. As far as once it leaves our office, you know, when the execution occurs and when it comes to legislation, I don't want to say we're not responsible, but it becomes a little more difficult once it's out of our office.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Roll call vote, please.
Charlie Nade.
Yes.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Alicia Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR 15-183, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a software access and remote hosting agreement on behalf of the nation's Department of Health with Cerner Corporation and 3M Company. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Aide. Any discussion?
I refer to Mr. Hoppe.
Again, this agreement deals with our back billing. So this is just another way, it means what we're trying to accomplish to get more reimbursement.
Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Charlie Nade.
Yes.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Alicia Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR 15-184, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation approving a Housing Department Elder Subsidy Program operating policy on behalf of the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Housing. And the sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion?
I know Ms. King is here to speak to this bill. This legislation and the program would actually address part of the discrepancy in the, well, not discrepancy is not the right word, but the gap of services for people who were left unaddressed. When we raise the minimum income from $5,000 to $15,000 a year, This will address the people who are in that gray area. And actually, if you look on, I think it's on page two, they actually, the people who were removed from the waiting list for housing actually get priority access to this program. So that will kind of go back and address some of those people that were left in the gray area. If there's any more specific questions, then I'm just keen to answer those as well.
In our program development, we are always trying to address the waiting list. And when there was a policy change to 15,000 as a minimum income mm-hmm. requirement, it did leave a few, I think there was like 100 on the list that we had to address that they did not meet that 15,000. So this is our way of helping those, especially. It's designed to help the elders who are on a fixed income. Mm-hmm. There is no chance that they'll be making any more. And so it's a subsidy program where we assist 600 per month per household if they if their rent's any higher than that, then they pay the difference. Okay. Minimum house payment rent payment will be $50 per family. We'll be able to assist 40 families. It'll be 40 families. Mm-hmm. And since it's a continual program, then that'll be 40 families every year. So it'll just be written into the budget. It was written into the Indian Housing Plan, so it's already been passed. All we had to do was policy.
Do they have to apply every year or just one
no,
time?
No, one time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, Mr. Jennings.
So where are the funds coming from?
It is from the NAHASDA.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Do you have a question?
I'd like to ask a question just to clarify that we don't anticipate social services taking this on. Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you see the NAHASDA rental assistance program going back to housing?
No.
Any more questions? Thank you. Roll call vote, please. Shirley Nave?
Yes.
Dodie Burnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against. 4 in favor, 0 against. That item passes. Next is TR15-185. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute an application for credit on behalf of the Nation's Department of Health with Abbott Medical Office. My sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Aide. Discussion?
Pretty self-explanatory. It's just application for credit, but obviously if there's any specific questions, Mr. Falky can answer.
Any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nade?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. That's just TR 15-186, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a preferred lease and annual maintenance agreement on behalf of the nation's Department of Health with Preferred Business Systems, Inc. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion?
Just a lease agreement for a printer.
Agreement for printing and all the toner and maintenance. Pharmacy seems to be going through printers left and right, so we decided to see if a lease agreement would save us some money in the long run. If it turns out to be that way, then we might add it to other sites if they're having the same issue.
Okay. This one is just for support, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions? A roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nape?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you have 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR 15-187, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a renewal application for registration with the United States Drug Enforcement Administration for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health Pharmacies. Our sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion?
It's just a renewal application. We have to register with the DEA for the pharmacy.
Questions? Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nape?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR 15-190. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of agreement between the nation and IHS for the employment of Samuel D. Hubler as commissioned personnel at the Muscogee Indian Health Clinic. The sponsor is Ms. Aide.
Madam Chair, I make a motion for due pass.
Motion by Ms. Aide for the due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Barnett. Any discussion?
Mr. Coffey.
Just an agreement to try to get pharmacists hired in the facility.
When's he going to come on board? Or is he already here?
That I do not know.
Questions? Carter.
Ms. Aide?
Yes.
If you look at the last page, period of assignment, shows you started 4/1/15.
Not roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nape?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 15-177, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, creating a new Title 18, Chapter 5, entitled Muscogee Creek Nation Student Loan Relief Program from the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Education, Employment, and Training.
Madam Chair, can I make a motion? Motion to postpone this until next month.
Motion by Mr. Tiger to postpone until next month, second by Mr. Jennings. Ms. Robertson, I sponsored this legislation. I didn't know if Ms. Golden, I didn't get an opportunity to talk with Ms. Golden and Ms. On the Hill. And I wanted to get together with you and those two to discuss this so we'd be on an even page, so everybody would know what was going on.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Exactly.
I think that we could look at this again and look at it more as a pilot to see it also as an incentive to bring people back to work in the nation. We could bring the amount that we're doing initially down.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I didn't get the opportunity to call Ms. Golden to tell her what we were going to do, because I did want to meet with all three of you.
Well, I think that Ms. On the Hill is, she's no longer responsible for that area. We have Mr. Pete Kozer Jr., who's over higher education at this point.
Okay.
So I think that, her concerns were duly noted by me, and we've talked, and then also I see myself somewhere in the middle between Ms. Golden and Ms. On the Hill, so I believe that work this through and
kind of
reconfigure it. So.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Motion made to postpone. Roll call vote, please.
Charlie Nade?
Yes.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. NCA 15-177 is postponed until next month. Next is NCA 15-225, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation for the 4th annual Okmulgee County Community Baby Shower. Sponsor is Mr. Tiger.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to pass.
Motion by Mr. Tiger for due pass. Is there a second?
Second
by Ms. A. Discussion?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Well, you need to start talking if you ask questions.
Go ahead and talk.
Okay. This is the fourth year for the Okmulgee County Baby Shower, and I don't know, I'm pretty sure you got a copy of all this, but what we're trying to do is decrease or actually eliminate infant mortality for our area. And infant mortality is the death of a child before the age of one. And the latest statistics that I pulled, of course, if you have that, it's showing that the statewide rate is 7.6. That would be 7.6. How they come up with 0.6, I'm not sure. But 7.6 deaths per 1,000 births. And also in the white community is 6.1, African American 15.4, and Native American 8.1. These percentages are less than what we have been seeing. And so I think we're doing a wonderful job in taking the state of Oklahoma as far as infant mortality. We have a statewide initiative going on. And it's not just because of the baby showers, but communities all throughout Oklahoma are doing baby showers, which really helps with these young moms who have never, first-time moms, who just need a lot of parenting classes. And, of course, we offer those classes, and then they come to the shower. And they have to complete classes before they actually get an invitation to the shower. And it's become a really valuable tool here for this area to work with these young moms, because they also need the help in getting things for the baby. And what we provided last year, of course, was pack and plays, so the baby would have a safe place to sleep, since we highly discourage co-sleeping with a young baby. And they would also receive the car seat, which is very important, and the Halo sleep sack, which we're we teach moms that you don't have to pile a lot of blankets on. You just put them in the sleep sack and they'll be nice and comfortable for a nice sleep. So again, this is our fourth year, and we appreciate all your funding and help in the past. And if you got a copy of the budget, each year it takes about, I think, around $6,000 to fund the baby shower. And did y'all get a copy of the budget? Okay, yeah. And you can see who our donations basically come from, and what we spend the money on for the moms and for the baby shower. And when I say food for 45 people at shower and parenting classes, that would be actually six different times that we serve those 45 people. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
So last year, after we donated this, or we helped with the Okmulgee County baby shower, I had called a couple of the other counties that were actually in more dire need than Hughes County, for example, has one of the highest infant mortality rates in the county because of the lack of access to healthcare at all.
And parenting classes.
Parenting classes. And so I know 2 or 3 years ago they had a baby shower, but they had said that it was a special grant. And is there somewhere that we can talk to people down in that area? Because specifically Hughes County, that's where my family comes from. Mm-hmm. So they have to go. I mean, Okemah doesn't have obstetrics. So you either have to go to Ada, Oklahoma City, Tulsa. I mean, you have to drive a ways. So the women don't get prenatal care because most of the time they can't get to the doctor. And if they do, it's not consistent.
And I remember you mentioning that, and you're right, Hughes County does have a high rate, probably more than Okmulgee County, and they just don't have a lot of resources down there, and it's really sad. I'd even talk with the health department saying, can we put something together? Of course, you know, the state never has any money for anything.
Called them. I offered to help spearhead something, and I never really got any responsibility.
And so I had even called them and asked them if there was somebody who could help down there instead of just the Okmulgee County. And I'm pretty sure my administrator would let us go and help, but we just don't have the money. And also, Hughes County, like Okmulgee, is a poverty-probably county. And so you've got to have resources to be able to buy stuff for them. And I just, you know, without coming back to council and asking for Hughes County and you know, just knowing some people down there, it would almost be very hard just for me by myself to pull off. But if my job would allow me to go down there, I would be really happy to do that, share that.
Thank you.
I was just going to add the Wellness Coalition and those counties were responsible for those baby showers before Hughes County or Fulton County. They've chosen not to do that again. I'm not sure why. The tribe does have a presence in those coalitions, though. Behavioral Health attends those meetings pretty regularly, so they're trying to offer as many services as they can. In several of the other counties, Creek County and McIntosh County, they do baby showers, and Behavioral Health is involved in those as far as like getting other folks from the tribes connected. So I think it's just maybe going to be a continual effort in trying to get them to work with us on that. I think the Wellness Coalition for Okmulgee is kind of where this comes out of also. And so there's a lot of support from those people in this community, and so it'll just be another effort in making that happen with other counties.
Thank you. No questions?
Okay, thank you very much.
Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nade?
Yes.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for funding source. Next is NCA 15-227. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation establishing the Muscogee Creek Nation Senior Services Department revolving fund for various activities of the Muscogee Creek Nation Senior Services Department. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion to pass.
A motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Jennings. A discussion.
Terry, I will refer to Terry for any questions on this.
Hi. Not long after I got started here, I received a call from a gentleman that lived in Georgia. Him and his family, they live in the southern region. And they are not Creek citizens, but they know that they come from a Creek family, and they have an amazing story to share. Their mother has passed on, and the land got passed down to them, and they've been holding on to this for a while through the family. And the daughter who owns the land now is an elder, and she's getting ill and frail and wants to sell her land and donate that to the Senior Services Department specifically to help with elders, Creek elders. And so she contacted me, her brother contacted me, I spoke with the whole family, and in order for us to get this money and to use it the way that she would like for us to use it, we need to set up this revolving account. So that's the services.
Mr. Jennings.
Ms. Keegan, are you familiar with this?
I have not seen this, and I remember we set up some specific to try to get all of our revolving accounts uniform, and there were some requirements, like setting up some policy and procedures. So I don't know how this was written, who had written this legislation. It should follow.
Follow the same model that we did for youth services, and it does have the policies and procedures. So if you don't have those, we can give those to you and then attach to the legislation.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. We got it. We got the guidelines here. Are there any more questions?
Ms. Garnett? I have one, and because I know Dr. Robertson and I have been talking about this for about a month and trying to look into it and see how that works, because I know under Dr. P. Kozer we have the Financial Aid Foundation, Higher Education Foundation, but we really should have like a charities type organization or something just that blankets the nation, so that if people want to donate toys to reintegration children, you know, children of incarcerated parents. I know you guys have a toy drive every year, but I think some people would be in a better position financially to give if there were a tax incentive for that, businesses and whatnot, where you could get those, capture those large donations. Same thing for our Mion. We've been discussing going out and soliciting sponsorships from businesses to sponsor, help sponsor our literacy program and help sponsor our robotics programs as well. You know, same thing with social services, Angel Tree, if people had a tax deductible donation type situation where we could do that. I mean, it seems like there should be larger than just these individual departments that have been addressing this, at like a charities foundation or something where you can earmark it for what you want, but it still comes through that entity, and those either individuals or businesses get the tax incentives that go along with donating. I don't know if that's something that you guys have already talked about. I know we talked about the education arena, but for the other entities, I don't know what that looks like. We can check into it, and we'll have to probably get with AG's office and see if that's anything we can do or how that involves with the nation.
Any more questions? No. A roll call vote, please. Shirley Nade?
Yes.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 15-228. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending NCA 12-239. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation of funds to the Higher Education Department's fiscal year 2013 budget to establish a Higher Education Scholarship Foundation program in order to rename it the Muscogee Creek Nation Scholarship Foundation Program. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass, second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion.
Dr. Kessler, do you want to take
this? Right. We just really want to drop the higher ed off there so we won't get the confusion with other departments.
No questions? Roll call vote, please. Shirley
Nade?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Trey, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. NCA 15-229, A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muscogee Creek student.
Madam Chair, make a motion to pass.
Motion by Mr. Tigerford do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Barnett. Discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. President Hook called me today and asked me to make a motion on this for a due pass, and it's pretty much self-explanatory. She qualifies for the money. Copy of citizenship cards are in here. A documentation of what the trip is for, where it is.
Are there any questions? Not roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nade?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. Be sent to BF&J for funding source. Next is NCA 15-230. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muscogee Creek youth. Sponsored Ms. Aide.
Madam Chair, make a motion for due pass.
Motion by Ms. Aide for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion?
Bailey couldn't be here today because she's in school, but if you read her letter, she just wants to...
Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nade?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for funding source. Next is NCA 15-231. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muscogee Creek citizen. Our sponsor is Mr. Proctor.
Madam Chair, make a motion to pass.
Motion by Mr. Tiger for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Barnett. Discussion?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Thank you. Representative Proctor and I have talked about this. So the next legislation, NCA 15-232, basically is a young man also qualified for the same rodeo. And the problem Mr. Proctor and I had, and I know I've discussed this with Representative Barnett as well, is the event starts November 3rd. And our meeting is until October 31st. Therefore, the chief has 10 days to sign or not sign legislation that passes. So it's just, we're hoping that maybe there's possibility that there's an emergency session that does come up and we remove it from committee, because I spoke to the speaker earlier, remove it from committee and put it on the emergency session if this does pass. So those are just the concerns that we had. No, because it wouldn't be enough time for them to get a check before their event.
Any questions? Not roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nade?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 15-233, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Muscogee Creek student. Sponsors, Mr. Nichols. Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass for discussion. Second by Mr. Tiger. Discussion?
Ms.
Barnett.
I was going to take off. Thank you, Madam Chair. So I have a question, because I know in the past we have been told that OSU-IT was not, it was a trade school, it wasn't a college, and therefore did not qualify for the hardship program. How is it not a college? I mean, don't they get college credit for going there? So how is it not an institution of higher education? What is the difference there? Is there a list somewhere that I can look at and say what is and what isn't? Or, because it's always confused me why, even at our own College of Muskogee Nation, they're dual enrolled to go to OSU-IT and still get college hours. So how are they not eligible for our emergency program?
Counselor, the way I understand it is that applied science degrees will not be able to transfer to associate's level and bachelor's level programs. So that's why applied science, they tend to be professional degrees at that point.
Okay, so it's not an institution, it's what they pay. So there could be other people that go there that would qualify for the emergency program?
It's when we evaluate their applications, it's a bit case by case. What typically we look for is the applied science degree, as well as their degree program, their academic plans.
That's something that we're kind of re-evaluating. If you want to be, because we've been looking at the fact that there are degrees that have gen eds, as I say, as opposed to applied science. And those gen ed degrees, even if they are 2-year degrees like an RN program, can become a Bachelor of Science program. And so at this point, it seems like really cut and dry. I think that emergency funds could come if a student had an academic plan of going to a 4-year university, but they were taking 2 semesters at OSU-IT to get their gen eds out of the way, which is a lot of the way that we do it. So I think that all of that needs to be re-evaluated, and we're working on that at this point. But right now the policy is stated as applied science, which would be VOTEC professional degree certifications, as opposed to a 4-year college. So, but we recognize your concern.
Yeah, it's been an ongoing issue. I mean, we either need to change the language in that or create a separate fund for those career paths or those study tracks or whatever you want to call that. Because they're not the only ones. I mean, there seems like these specific people are falling through the cracks of what we meant to pick up with that legislation.
And I agree with you. I also think that we need a committee, you know, to be able to come and bring the different scenarios, because sometimes we can be a little bit in groupthink, or, well, this is the way they did it for us or whatever. And so that's something that we're wanting to do. We've been, just like you all have been, kind of overwhelmed with the budget hearings and that sort of thing at this point. But that's the first thing on our agenda, is to revisit how we can best serve the people that your legislation was meant to serve.
Jennings.
Ms. Joseph, did you have a comment?
That's the next thing that I was going to talk about I spoke to Representative Jennings before about the same concerns that we have a lot of students that do fall between the cracks, because some of them are listed under gen eds over at the CMN and OSU-IT. But, I mean, it looks like they're singled out as only going to a vocational school, and they are taking college credits towards going on to a 4-year college.
Right.
And that's some of the things that we also encourage them, because some of them financially can't go to OU right away.
Mm-hmm.
But also they're being penalized for going to OSU-IT or CMN. So some of our students are a little confused on the funding, because sometimes we'll send them to higher ed,
mm-hmm,
because they're going for gen eds at a university, but once they start into the core requirements into allied health, they switch them back over to us. So it does cause confusion. They also miss deadlines on higher ed with us, but sometimes we're able to try and find some funding for them. And we get calls every day about CNN students I had one before we came over here, that they're not able to get enrolled because they don't qualify for the higher education emergency funding. You know, that's something that we're hoping to look into before spring, because we have a lot of students that are out
you. More questions? Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nate?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. That was
for discussion
for
purposes.
Official.
Since this will be addressed, and it's already a known issue, this issue is coming up to be addressed. Mr. Nichols didn't contact anyone to actually specifically address the legislation, so I will draw my motion to pass.
I'll make a motion for a due pass.
Motion by Mr. Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second
by Ms. Aid. Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nate?
Yes.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. Motion passed. It will be sent to BF&J for funding source. NCA 15-234, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Muscogee Creek Youth. Sponsors, Mr. Tiger.
I'm going to make a motion to due pass.
Motion by Mr. Tiger for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
A second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion? Yes.
Thank you. This is legislation I was referring to. It was after NCA 15-231, same issue. The young man qualified for the same
rodeo
in Las Vegas. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Questions? Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nate?
Yes.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Be sent to BF&J for funding source. And other business. We have NCA 15-235, 236, 237, 238, and 239.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to add NCA 15-235, NCA 15-236, NCA 15-237, NCA 15-238, NCA 15-239 to the agenda.
Motion made by Mr. Jennings. Mr. Tiger.
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings to add the mentioned legislation to the agenda. It's the wish of this committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. First, this NCA 15-235. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of funds awarded from the United States Department of Health and Human Services, Indian Health Services, for the Muscogee Creek Nation Behavioral Health Services to expand and enhance prevention and treatment services. And the sponsor is Ms. Aid. The wish of this committee. Motion by Ms. Aid for a due pass, second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion?
Is there anyone here from the
Just get the monies in so we can provide services to some people. And I know there's a big need out there, so appreciate it.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nate?
Yes.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCF 15-236, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of funds awarded from the United States Department of Health and Human Services, Indian Health Services for the Muscogee Creek Nation Behavioral Health Services to expand and enhance suicide prevention and treatment services. My sponsor is Ms. A.
Motion for due pass.
Motion by Ms. A. for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Barnett. Discussion?
All this is just like for authorization to release the money, spend the money. Mm-hmm.
Roll call, please.
Shirley Nade?
Yes.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCF 15-237, law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to the Yuchi Language Department for the purchase of a 15-passenger handicap accessible bus and Hoyer lift. My sponsor is Mr. Tiger.
Madam Chair, make a motion due pass.
Motion by Mr. Tiger for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'd like to get the time
of
Mr.
Reeves,
please.
All right, thank you. Madam Chair?
Yes.
As in the 18th board meeting, I believe it was in August, I mentioned one of our students, Alyssa Spencer. She is a fourth grader. I believe she was 10 or 11 years old, but she is handicapped, and she has to use a mechanical wheelchair daily. And as of yet, right now, we have no way of transporting her around. She comes, you know, she's been a student of our program since kindergarten, and we expect her to be a program until she's a senior in high school. And like I said, she uses this mechanical wheelchair, and we have no way of transporting her. If we just want to go take the kids to a park or something, she's not able to go with this unless we have a way of transporting her, which we don't. Her father is one of our employees. He has a little contraption that he attaches to the back of his truck that he mounts her chair on, and then he can take her if that's available. But if it's not, then she has to stay at the center, you know, to any activities we want to go. If we can't transport her, she has to stay. Then that means also one of our employees has to stay with her. So having a 15-passenger bus would allow us, with the wheelchair lift, would allow us to transport her to all these different activities that we do. And, you know, each year our program is well known around the area, and we get invited to a lot of different communities, and the kids love it, and the different communities are always glad to have us come. But like I said, we really have a problem transporting her, you know, as far as that. So a bus like that would really go a long ways toward allowing us to have her involved in all of our programs. She is a really intelligent young lady. When you get to know her, you find out that she's really smart and intelligent, and she's learning to talk the Yuchi language, and she's just a really delight to have around. But we'd like to be able to transport her, and having this bus would go a long ways, because as it stands right now, only thing we can do, if her father's not there, is to physically pick her up out of her chair, load her into a van, and then hopefully we can take the chair. If we can't, then we just have to leave her where we get. We pick her back up. And you know, that has to be very embarrassing to this child for us to do that. Plus, you know, it's a physical strain on whoever's having to do it. If one of the men ain't available, then our women try to do it. So just having this lift where we could lift up her chair and take her, you know, wherever, that would go a long ways. It would really make it available for us. And then this, what we call a Hoyer lift, as it stands right now, she has to physically be, because she has very little ability to use her legs and her arms. Her outer extremities is really limited use. And so she has to physically be lifted out of this chair and placed onto the stool when she wants to go to the bathroom. And again, if her dad's not there, then one of the other employees has to do it. And it's, you know, she's pretty heavy. She's grown, you know, she's grown up. And it's just hard on the women to do it. And plus, and again, it's got to be very embarrassing for this child to have someone, like me, I'm not her father, you know, even though she knows me, but still, it would be very embarrassing for her, to me, to have to do that. Which this lift, over where she goes to school at Kellyville, Oklahoma, they have one of these lifts, and the teachers use that. It's a lift that lifts her up out of the chair, places her on the stool, you know, and it's a mechanical lift, you know, and it's powered. And we ask y'all to help us in that area with the bus and with this lift. Like I said, she's a Muscogee Creek Nation citizen. We expect her to be a part of our program until she gets out of high school. She's a bright young student, you know. And I just feel like any Muscogee citizen should have these capabilities if they need them, you know. And so I ask y'all to help us out in this area.
Thank you. Do I have any questions? No questions?
Manager?
Yes.
Thank you. After talking with Ms. Killian, what we would do if this does pass and passes the general session, we would just ask that the language program remove this line item from their budget. Okay. And also, Madam Chair, I need to make a motion to amend the language on line 2, remove authorizing a special appropriation, change that to appropriating funds. And also lines 17 and 18, remove authorize a special appropriation and change that to appropriate funds.
The only two places, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mr. Tiger has made amendment to on line 1, Muscogee Creek Nation appropriating. Did I like that? Appropriating funds.
Yes, ma'am.
And also on line 17 and 18. Roll call vote on the amendment.
We need a second on the amendment.
Oh, second by Mr. Jennings.
Mm-hmm. Shirley Knight?
Yes.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Felicia Tiger?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against on the amendment. Back to the main motion. Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Knight?
Yes.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Exempted.
God bless all of y'all. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To BFNJ.
To BFNJ for funding. Thank you. Next is NCA 15-238, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending NCA Title 35, Chapter 9, entitled Special Appropriations Guidelines and creating a new Chapter 13 entitled Muscogee Youth Opportunity Grant. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Make a motion to pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger. Any discussion?
Ms. Mason, you want to come up here? I approached Ms. Mason about moving. Right now, as it stands, we have the ability to legislate special appropriations for youth through the National Council. It is not very well advertised. I've heard a lot of people say, well, only certain people get it because I didn't know about it. And it's not very much. It's only $250 the way that we do it now, unless we overwrite that. We have a three-fourths majority that want to agree to give that be an appropriation. So I had approached Ms. Nancy Mason several months ago when she talked to the youth council about the youth department taking it over and kind of making it their own, and youth helping the youth and getting involved and empowering one another and supporting one another in their efforts. So I will leave it to you, Ms. Nancy.
And Dottie just kind of said something that stuck out pretty important. When I approached the youth council, I asked them how many of them knew about this grant, and there were only a couple that knew about it. And so that kind of speaks to the advertisement that we have for it. I think it's a great opportunity and assistance for a lot of our young people that some of those funding requests were on the agenda today. You see them usually on the meetings that you guys have. We had actually, my boss Cher and I had actually been talking about, you know, that maybe is that something that we could do something with, because it's a timely procedure. Sometimes young people come in, just obviously in one of the legislations today, and that's a little bit different funding, but they come in and they need the funding in a couple of weeks, and because of the process, it takes a little longer. So I met with some of the youth. We had a conference call and just kind of talked about the funding, how it works, what would be some guidelines, things like that, and the procedures that you have before you is kind of a draft of the discussion that we had. They haven't brought that before the full youth council to approve those or anything yet. We were kind of waiting to see what happened with this proposal with you guys. But this is just initially what they came up with. Kind of in the back is where the procedures really work, is trying to, you know, speed that up, reviewing those within 2 business days. And then once we have a completed application, trying to get that processed within a timely manner so that the youth could get a check, and especially if they had something coming up really quickly. They wanted to implement a piece about having the youth do service, so volunteering. They did say at this point the subcommittee didn't want that to be like if they didn't do the service that would keep them from getting the funding. The main thing would again be if they didn't turn in receipts, that would, you know, suspend them maybe for a year was their suggestion, because that's how school clothing works. They wanted to kind of keep consistent with that. But their thoughts were is that if they started talking to these young people and their parents, if they're younger, about giving back, I mean, it could be as simple as donating 5 hours, taking your grandma's trash out, or helping her with cleaning, things like that. So just little simple things based on age. They made some recommendations of how many hours that they would want to see their peers do. Now, some of them were like, well, I think if you're in high school, you could do 30 hours easy. Those are the overachievers, definitely. So we tried to keep it at something that would be a little bit more realistic. They'd have 90 days to complete that time. One of the things that I'm looking at with that service hour is how amazing would it be to say every quarter that we had our young people complete X amount of service in their communities. I actually was just adding up some service hours that our youth councils put in the last about 6 months, and they've completed about 183 hours, and that's just the hours that I was able to document. I know they've done individual projects through their schools and communities that I haven't kept track of, so it's just kind of cool that they're doing that. I think also that this will help us to see some of the outcomes. You know, who are we helping? What things are we helping them for? Do we need to look at some point, you know, if we had them using up all the money that was allotted, making priorities of how we would allot the funding and things like that. So that's just something that we can look at for future. The other things that I think would be valuable in this is that obviously it's going to involve more young people and giving back and kind of getting away from that entitlement mentality of I'm owed this $250 and so the nation has to give it to me. But you know, making that something that they're getting involved. They can also get more involved with the youth council, know about opportunities in their communities. We could also start highlighting some of these young people if they've been selected to go on a trip. Maybe we can put articles in the newspaper to get that information out about our young people. What are they doing? So it'd be a good way to advertise that. And then also connecting them with resources, because sometimes when you have a young person come in for the funding, maybe they really actually needed to contact Department of Education for the extracurricular grant there. So helping them to kind of maneuver some of those pieces on where they should go, or connecting with them with other resources that are available through the nation or their communities. So I think overall it'll just be a really good help where we can get the young people connected. And I think that once our program, if it's approved, if they're able to have this funding through our program, the youth are going to start talking to each other. And so it's going to be advertised, and more young people are going to know, more families are going to know about this assistance to help their kids.
I know Trisha had a question.
Yes.
So this is just like the funding that you usually do for students, the $250. You do also realize that you will still have to stay in contact with me to make sure we actually have the funding there, and what, how, you know, usually I appropriate that out of the interest and permit fund, but I will have to be notified just like we do here to make sure there is funding available.
Well, the legislation establishes $60,000 set aside per year, so then it'll just be taken out of that pool of $60,000.
And then I will still need to make sure this passes that I have to set provide that to make sure that it is available to all special residents to make sure that it's available.
So this year, and then it would just be part of their annual budget going forward, 2017 on, it would just be part of the cap that they would put in their budget to budget and write up for that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way the first the legislation is written. If it passes, obviously,
Mr. Jennings.
I have a couple of questions.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the guidelines and procedure, it says $250 grant.
Yes.
The legislation says 500.
I think it was 500 for team and 250 for individual.
That's the current one.
The current one, yes.
Oh, yeah. That was for a team, though, not for an individual.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then in the legislation, $60,000 per year shall be included in the comprehensive annual budget each year. But we have a law that says it has to be in existence for 3 years before that becomes a part of the cap.
True.
Sure.
So it can't be.
Mm-hmm. So you need to make
it. You have to come back each year.
Right. Special appropriation until then. Okay.
Thank you.
Any more questions?
So do we need to amend that language and take it out? Shall be included in the comprehensive. We need to take that part out. $250, I think students come to, right now they come before the council, they can go to this.
Yes. We can just speed up the process.
Mm-hmm.
Still the same. $250 that would be available, just be able to get that to them a little quicker and get them more involved in the community, hopefully.
Okay.
Yes.
So can we just. I'll have Alicia look up the law to remember to, because I don't have the law in front of me. I know that Charlene had sponsored a law that said all new departments or programs had to be in existence for 3 years before they could be added to the cab, and that passed the council. So, but this is still just a special appropriation because even we had a lot of new departments. I mean, that means there's about a dozen new departments that are not part of the CAB from last year. Because there were a lot of new departments that were added last year. So maybe Alicia can look up.
It's a new program to be added under a department, not new departments. I mean, because all new departments have to go under the CAB. You know,
right.
Center. I believe it's new programs like MIOM. You know, that was not a program. It's not. You know, a department. So
okay.
That's why I feel like you should leave the language as is and
amend on the floor for
the
law that we have now and this one, isn't it sort of like a duplication?
They took that out. They took it out. Mm-hmm. That's why they amended. If you look at section 2,
mm-hmm.
they struck that out. So that's why it's not a duplication. They're taking it over.
It's all replacing
right.
it. So that it doesn't come through the council
right.
anymore, it would go through user.
And that way we wouldn't have to have emergency sessions like for these two individuals. One is a youth, one's not. But there you go. So it helps.
Yes, very much so.
So this is only for your well, see, they have this line down.
That's going to be deleted from the law.
Okay.
So that, yeah.
But individuals can still come. Individuals can still come. come and ask
for sports teams and hobbies.
I think it would be as a team you'd come.
Okay. Are there any more questions?
I do.
Ms. Jennings?
Okay, so the youth service is going to take over those under 24 years of age. Okay. We're still going to have the problem with ones like today. He's 30 years old that comes in wanting a 250. So, you know, that's not alleviating our problem.
Right.
To me, we're requiring these people to do community service or whatever you want to call it. Another one is nothing.
Right.
So, I don't know.
But on the service, it won't be a requirement. It's going to be, they really want to talk with them about doing it. And then, you know, it won't be something that would keep them from doing it.
If they don't do it, that nothing happens anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Just a matter of who turns their seats in. Do you have many that are over 24 that ask for the 250?
Quite a few.
Do you? Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you. Have a roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nade?
Yes.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucia Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 15-239. Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muscogee Creek citizen. Sponsors Mr. Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Mr. Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger. Any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Yes, it too is somewhat self-explanatory. Ms. Fields couldn't be here today, but she sent me an email. I think you all received the letter in the packet and her financials from OSU Okmulgee. What she is requesting.
Ms. Barnett.
Yes. For the original, for the Higher Education Emergency Scholarship Fund, when they apply for that, what is the time frame that it's normally paid?
What is the time frame that they apply for the emergency hardship?
I know that she didn't get it in time to pay her. Enrollment. It was late, and then they added on $500 and something to it, $528.30.
So what was the time frame? What was the holdup? Why did it take more than 60 days for her to get her money?
I'm not familiar with that particular applicant, but assuming higher ed gets the application, and then it's sent to the committee, and we deal with it right there.
How often do you meet?
Well, it didn't take very long. So as soon as they send it to me, I read and sign off and send them back.
Send them back to higher ed?
Right, back to higher ed.
And then from there, what's the process in higher ed?
Well, then higher ed, they rotate it from there.
What does it from there mean? I mean, what happens?
So there's a committee of three people that review it, and it's also contingent on the availability of funds and how many applicants we usually get at that point. So the applicant could be hypothetically 250th out of 500. Something like that.
Okay.
So if funds are exhausted before you hit 250, then that supplement isn't renewed until we have our annual budget.
Okay, it says that April received assistance through the Emergency Scholarship Program, but it was not paid in the 60-day time frame. So does that go back to kind of like our students now on their card when they enroll for, let's just say, the spring semester and they don't get their monies until the summer? I mean, that, because that's an ongoing issue as well in higher education. So this, to me, is what I would, I read just that one paragraph, that's what I would associate it to. Where it would be more either miscommunication or something between the controller's office and higher education somewhere, right? There's got to be a gap somewhere because we've got the same students that are having the same problems that are all going to college, that sometimes they're not getting their monies for the spring semester. We had several instances last year not receiving them until the end of May for their spring semester. So this would kind of fall in a category like that. So where's the... where's the breakdown? Where's the communication lapse there? The breakdown in communication or?
So, Counselor, if I can answer that. The debit cards are given to scholarship recipients and not emergency. So, those that receive debit cards will receive scholarship assistance. Now, you're correct, and which is what I was brought on board. Only 3 weeks old, but that is one of my projects that I am taking on, that I am in discussions with my staff to streamline and get a quicker response and turnaround for students, because myself, I've been a recipient of this higher ed education scholarship, and I know that students do hit some points in the semester, and particularly those at the beginning where they have to figure out maybe have a transcript hold or something along those lines. So that is a goal of mine, and I've shared that with my staff, and we are creating flow charts and some uniformity so that we can streamline it faster. And instead of students receiving their allocation in May or June, you know, we can target early spring, and that's where we're crossing our fingers. It's gonna take some work, but that's one of my tasks that I'm leading. Mm-hmm.
Right, with that being said, though, am I on the right track here? Why? Because, again, she said she did receive it. So if she received it, she'd know. I mean, she's not going to hold it for 30 or 45 days, I wouldn't think, before she paid her bill. I mean, do you believe that might have been, even though you weren't here, that might have been an issue?
What I'm familiar with the scenarios is that there's mass amounts of emergency application submissions. And so if a person turns it, for instance, hypothetically, if a person turns it in on the deadline, that makes them at the bottom of the pile, unfortunately. And you know, there's other citizens out there with that exact issue. But because of the way the emergency allocation is given, folks who are allocated these sums will receive that money, and again, by the time it might hit 200 person, the fund might be exhausted by then. So at that point, the applicant would reapply or be put. So they could be approved and they can meet all the requirements. But again, it's really dependent on the allocation of funds.
Okay, so if they are approved and they meet all the requirements, funding's not available at that time, what do you do with them then?
Well, if they're not approved, if they are approved, generally they're going to be put back to the first, when we are, the fund becomes available, they'll be first as opposed to at the bottom of things. But these are things that, exactly what you're talking about, we had a brand new system, a computer system in place, software system in place to try to alleviate that. We've had, you know, a lot of turnover as far as management goes within higher education because of the number of schools that we deal with. Imagine every university in the United States that's a four-year is available for funding from us by any citizen that is going to college over the age of 18. So that takes all that. That's how many people that we have dealing with, and those, the people who are the grant coordinators, who are probably some of our least paid people, are the ones that are having to do, you know, process all the applications, contact all of the financial aid people and different people to try to have them hold until we can get it. Because then, once we approve it, then finance comes into play. They're the ones that will then, you know, either cut the checks or the to those places. And once you get there, you're going into university mail. They may receive the check, and then them just going ahead and processing the check to pay the person's amount is also tax another 14 to 28 days on any processing. So an emergency scholarship. I'd like to know, like, when this kind of stuff comes up, it'd be nice if we knew who you're talking about at first. Did you know this person?
No, I haven't seen the legislation.
Me, I haven't either.
Matter.
Yes. That's actually what I was going to say is, I mean, all we have is a letter, which I'm, I mean, that's great. I wouldn't think someone would write a letter to confuse us, but I would also like to see the timeline. I'd like to see what date the application was turned in. I would like to see the date that the application was approved. I would like to see the date that the check was cut. I would like to see the date that it was paid. There's a lot of missing documentation to this that I would like to see in order, because the way I feel that this letter is written is, you paid me late, here, you owe me $500 to pay. That's how I feel like this letter is reading, and I don't appreciate that tone. So I would like to see more documentation behind that. I think that if it was, I mean, and there have been lots of other people who've had similar requests that were not approved in the past, and I'd like to see a lot more documentation of it.
And Councilor, we are going to be working on communication to our citizens as well to clear up anything that might be confusing, whether it's working with employment training and students that fall through the cracks, or some specificity between for the emergency fund as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
One question, just real quick. You said earlier, you know, the students that qualify or granted their monies, are they approved when we don't have the funding?
From a standpoint that they submitted all their complete information.
Yes.
Now, I probably misspoke and said they have their set information. Now, Dr. Robertson is correct. These applications are held on until the next funding cycle, which, when that hits the emergency fund, you know, whether it's 100, 150K, then that's distributed, then that's basically it for the year.
But what I would like to say is that the emergency fund needs to be the exception rather than the rule. And so what we're working on right now is really being able to get it together and look at reorganizing how this money flows and what's the application process and when they can expect to have it, and working with the universities, just as every, you know, other entities working with the universities, they wait on those funds. They don't count them late. They don't, you know, put them out. They can go ahead and get their books. They can go ahead and get their tuition as long as they have a letter that says we will be paying you. And so that's what we're working on right now, so that not that will do anything for this particular legislation, but just to let the council know that we are aware of these issues and the things that were coming up, and we are working, we're going diving right into it, and we hear what you're saying. But that's the scholarship emergency should be the exception rather than the rule.
Thank you.
As a committee member, you know, if something's submitted, then it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be approved. So we follow a criteria for the selection. So I get the applicant application, I look at it, evaluate it, and make my recommendation to the Senate about as soon as I get it. So.
Thank you.
Mr. James.
Thank you. Mr. Barnett, Mr. Tiger, and I, we met earlier this year with Mr. Douglas on this same issue. And I'm not saying that it hasn't gotten any better, but I know that it's been a problem. And I am doing what the citizen requested of me. And I'd like to have the committee pass this on. And if we don't receive the documentation by the time of the council meeting, then, you know, we can kill it or whatever.
Thank you. Thank you. Any more questions? Not roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nade?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. It's sent to BF&J for funding source. All of our legislation for other business. Mr. Fish,
yes.
The legislation for your at a grant.
Yes.
Right. I have not seen it yet, but it will be addressed either in the if we have an emergency session before or before planning. If that's going to work okay for you.
If sometime next week I'll send somebody in my place. We're going to be unveiling a documentary out at the UCAI.
Oh, wow. An
exhibit to see someone.
Oh, great.
And since that's under like announcements, but they're also getting an honor.
Yeah.
So they're going to be honored with NCAI.
Very good. We will let you know either way. Thank you. Are there any more announcements?
I have a quick one.
Yes.
The Office of the Attorney General is going to be updating our legal intake forms to allow additional contact information so that I'm able to contact people more easily instead of having to find an email or a full 7-digit phone number. So just keep an eye out for that. We should just review any of the communications or email. If there's any new requests for legal review, you should be getting that. If there's any questions, feel free to contact our office.
Thank you. Mr. House.
Thank you, committee. Announced to the committee, and I apologize for not being at the council meeting last week, so I want to make sure you extend my apologies for not being there, but my office door is always open. You guys have my contact number and information. There's been some miscommunication going around right now. Social service is open. We happened to close last Friday because we were moving offices versus being closed the last Wednesday, so we're back to being closed the last Wednesday of every month as we've been for the last 3 years. We are still evaluating that. Working to get away from that, but right now we really still need some time to retrain our workers so that they are fully understanding policy and procedure. We're constantly having those issues, but that way when you call a worker, they're all going to tell you the same thing. Working with our director, Nina Tiger, it's great. I do encourage you, if you haven't been over there in a while, please do let that staff know. I was really impressed with the fact that they're laughing, they're looking up, they're creating cheat sheets. For citizens, if you have a medical emergency, this is how this can help you. If you have a car repair, this is how it can help you. Because their philosophy is this job security for them. They want citizens coming in, using the money, using the program, so that they can continue to have a job and provide a service. So just letting you know, we are open, so that's not the case. Tribal burial money, we have addressed in this fiscal year. Unfortunately, we didn't address it before. We have met with Chief and our controller's office, so we think we're going to be able to correct those. For those burials that were paid out of gaming funds, that disqualifies them for the BIA, so we're working out those details. Fingers crossed we shouldn't have to come for an appropriation. We think we have the funding available. We may have to amend the legislation, so I do have to get to the AG's office, but just for those in this fiscal year that were disqualified because they were paid out of gaming funds, typically we use the three-year judgment funds. We use those up first, and then we go to our second pot of money, and that's where we were. About 41 citizens were paid for out of gaming.
So you say this fiscal, you're talking about the past?
Yes, 15.
So this year,
we should be
they should receive the full amount?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Barnett?
I just wanted to say, I know on my behalf, just extend my appreciation to Ms. Tiger, because I can tell you one thing, since she took over, I don't think I've got one call since she took over, and I appreciate that, because clearly that shows that the department's doing something right. And for Mr. Kozer, welcome. Hopefully this meeting wasn't, we were too rough on you. We appreciate it.
When did you start?
So,
I should have introduced him. I'm sorry, I'm kind of busy.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
What the heart is you to do this moment? I think the Talladega Jolla Park was my moment. I see that Adele has my moment. Jolla the Toys J. So, my name is Pete Kozer Jr. Ceremonial name is what the heart is you. I take medicine at Arbic at Talladega. My family also belongs to a big Cassette tribal. Methodist Church, and from the Fox Clan. Obviously, I look like the younger version of Dr. Kozer. And I got the call from Chief Tiger, Dr. Robertson, and Dr. Johnson about coming back. I spent the past 4 years at Washington University in St. Louis at the Brown School of Social Work. There, we were able to recruit and graduate 100% of our Native social workers, masters in social work, students in public health. When I left, there were numerous resources and opportunities. And also when I left, there were 28 Native American masters of social work students at the Brown School. So education has always been in my background. Looking forward to bringing the same energy and the same goals for the higher education department, and it's been great. The staff has been really, really receptive in helping me figure the roadmap out. And again, some of the goals that the staff and I share is definitely streamlining payments to our tribal citizens so that they can utilize it for educational expenses. Closing the gaps and making some communications between our department and the tribe and the tribal citizens clear. And stay tuned to the space. Hello.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're glad to have you here.
Dr. Kozer, you have a new employee too?
Oh. This is Jennifer Killian, if that name sounds familiar. Miss Killian's daughter, so I'll let her do her own speaking.
I'm Jennifer Killian. I just recently graduated from Oklahoma State University. Go Pokes.
I know you're president in this.
So this is kind of my first big kid job, and I'm really excited.
Thank you. Glad to have you.
Glad to have you.
Are there any more announcements?
Budget hearing.
Oh, yes, budget hearing this Wednesday at 2, right? Yeah. Do you have an editing?
LNC's tomorrow.
LNC tomorrow at 6:30. Mm-hmm. Glad everyone could come today. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
Motion
by Mr. Jennings, second by Mr. Tiger. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. We're adjourned, and I want to ask Ms. Beth Deer if she would give us the benediction, please.
Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to work on behalf of our nation, Lord. We thank you for all the blessings and for all our employees who work so hard to do a good job for our citizens. We ask your blessings to continue, and we thank you for your love.